Now here's a word from our consumer, from one of our consumers to our editor. Here's an old proverb by a sexy male lion. You can prick your finger, but you can't finger your friend. Another one. You can pick your friend, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
That thing was made up by Greg Annis, not Eric Osbeck, who said it.
Bullshit!
Button, you know it.
My ass, you don't. Woo! Give me your shot! Punch your balls off! Give me your nuts!
Oh yeah? Check this.
Hey, I didn't know you liked me that much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric has just walked out with a bottle of piss for another urinal test. Like I said, repeat, Eric Osbeck has just walked out with urine samples in his bottle.
Please release me. Let me go.
You have problems with us, sexomaniacs. Try the shit in your funeral service. And now, a list of books by Greg Annis.
Under the Bleachers by Seymour Butts. Yellow Rivers by I.P. Freely. The Days When I Was a Sex God by I.M. Horny.
Anything You Wanted to Know About Deafness, But We're Afraid to Ask by I.M. Deaf. How to Muss Up Your Dick by I.M. Pricky. And now a baseball saga. When you're sitting on the bench and you begin to flinch, it's diarrhea, diarrhea, When you're stepping up the bat and your pants are getting fat, it's diarrhea, diarrhea, When you're going toward one and you feel stiffness in your bun, it's diarrhea, diarrhea, When you're going for two and you make a little poo, it's diarrhea, diarrhea, You're going toward third and you make some turtle diarrhea, diarrhea, When you're heading toward home and your pants are gonna foam, it's diarrhea, diarrhea, Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Na-na. Na-na. It's kinky, it's kinky, it's fun. It's such a gayful toy. It's kinky, it's kinky, it's fun for a boy and a boy. It's fun for a boy and a boy.
The creamy stuff.
Now we will listen to Titties and Beer.
Here's Frank Zappa, Titties and Beer.
Black as night, there was no moon inside. She knew the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too bright. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm leaning on the bed, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big kitty girl inside of me. Prissy, talking about her in my fight with me. And the side of the mountain. Then I heard the noise like a bunch of twigs. And up jumped the devil. He's about this big. He had a red daughter and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a submarine. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I thought it was the best of human flesh. The fun of people falls in the window to me like it was
titty skin.
Squaws and started digging his fangs, so I shot him with my shooters and bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said, put it away. You know I ain't all up. Now what you gonna say? You ain't my prissy. Titties and all. Well, what about the beer then, boy? And this time,
even her boots,
would I lie to you? Shit, you must have been hungry. Yes. This is true. Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do? Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through. Well, I want my pussy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear? Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man. I mean, I am the devil. Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you notice this little contract here.
You're goddamn right.
You son of a whore. Come on, that's not the only reason I learned right. Give me that.
Bet your ass I will die.
Because I need a beer and that's pretty good. You can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the soul that I've had. Whether it was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. Both of those suckers were worse than you. Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true. I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe...
Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Actually, your penis.
I don't know. She's not in the audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come over here and hold my pickle to satisfy the...
Hold this pickle, Dale.
I'm only interested in two things. That's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because that's Mexican.
And then the devil let go of his pickle and out come my girl. They want the titties popping all around the world, she said.
I got me 3 beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm going to get ripped, so fuck you, clown.
Then she gave us a finger and was raising stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff. The devil was mad, I took off to my bed. I said, I do need prayer, how did you get back there? I said, I do need prayer, how did you get back there? I said, I do need prayer, how did you get back there?
That was Titties and Beer by Frank Zappa.